News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
That I'm joined by psychotherapist Anne McCormack to talk about the expectations on new grandparents, because grandparents, of course, do have evident precedent in an ability to raise kids, and often their own children say, don't tell us what to do. We don't want your expertise. What's the advice, Anne, for new grandparents? Is it just stay out of it?
I think that new grandparents are in a different situation to even how things were for them 20 years ago. So the housing issue is impacting. You may have new grandchildren who are living in the same house as you, or you may have grandchildren who are living on the other side of the world. So the housing issue is part of the context. But I think whether the grandchildren are right beside you in the same house or whether they're on the other side of the world, advice should only be given if it's sought. I think that there's ample opportunity for new parents to seek advice in all sorts of places, including online. You know, they don't necessarily want it from their parents, but they may be really happy to accept lots of support.
Very difficult for the grandparent, though, if they're sitting there looking, saying they're making a hames of that and I can help them through it.
It is very difficult, but it's also really important for the relationship with your adult children that you don't get over-involved. And I think if you take a position at the beginning and decide that you're going to hold back from giving advice, then I think that will be appreciated and it will, in time, bear fruit. You know, you will have possibly a better relationship with your adult children and they may be more inclined to seek advice if you're not dishing it out right from the start.
Does that not put the grandparent in a position sometimes where they are being required or emotionally blackmailed into applying rules that they think are unfair?
Well, I don't think it's their role to even think about the rules. It's not their child.
But if they're being asked to mind, if they're doing a bit of babysitting or if they're providing the house that everybody is living in, surely they have some stake.
Well, I think that the first conversation that needs to happen is between the grandparents themselves. So if you're a grandparent, your own partner is the person that you have the initial discussion with in terms of what your expectations are, in terms of rules, maybe in your own home. What are the rules within the home? And that's the same for, you know, parents of adult children who are living at home. There has to be rules, there has to be boundaries, and everybody has to be respectful of that. If you're the homeowner, then you're entitled to have rules. But when it comes to the parenting issues, it's up to the parents to parent. And I think grandparents need to be mindful of that. But I also think there's a freedom in that for the grandparents because they can just step back a little bit. They've already raised their own family and they don't need to get over involved. They can just enjoy the fun stuff and
what
maybe
if the
offer
issue,
support.
This, we're sort of looking at this as if both parents have a combined view of the issue. But what if it is that, let's say, it's his parents that are causing the problem or her parents, as in that one partner feels your folks are getting over-involved and the other partner doesn't mind at all?
Well, again, I think that's a communication issue between the couple. So what are your expectations of my parents? What are my expectations of your parents? And how do we then communicate that to each set of parents? And it could be that in the early stages, like it's overwhelming to have a new baby. And for new parents, there's a lot to navigate in terms of new routines. So it could be that one part of that couple wants their own parent to be more involved, but it could be for a set amount of time. So again, it's just about communicating your needs and your expectations with your partner and having the communication clear within the couple relationship.
Are people really that logically, calmly discursive? Are these issues not usually dealt with just through passive aggression and sulking?
I think that there can be communication difficulties, particularly when there's very high levels of exhaustion, which can be part of the package when a new baby arrives. So it's good to have these conversations in advance so that you have some idea that, look, we'll wing it a bit for the first 3 months in terms of our parents' involvement. And if my mum is over all the time, then I'd like you to just accept that for a while. But in 3 months, we'll review it and see where we're at.
Are you suggesting you do that with the grandparents as well? That you say, look, the baby's due in about 3 months. Let's have a sit down and give you your marching instructions for how to grandparent.
I think, again, it's within the couple relationship that the main focus of communication needs to be, because that's the relationship that's most important. So in terms of the new parents or the expectant parents communicating with grandparents, yes, some conversation can happen and say, I know you're retired now, but I want you to know that we don't expect you to be over here every day or something like that. Or I think we're going to struggle with the routine.
But is there any way you could? I mean, I think you can say that to people and say, look, we don't need you to be here every day. And they say, oh God, we won't be. And then they show up every day.
And I think if they do show up every day, it's important for the grandparents to know, to sort of be self-reflective enough to know that this may be an imposition. It may be with the best of intentions that they're turning up, but the new parents may just want their space and may just want to figure out their routine without their parents being involved.
And thank you very much, psychotherapist Anne McCormack there. 53106, if you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. We'll get an update on the traffic and travel after this break.